Speaking of big wins, what about the win of Western United in leg two of their semi-final series against Melbourne Victory on Saturday night? 4-1 in the end. They progressed through to the grand final against Melbourne City this week. John Aloisi is the coach, and he told us this was going to happen. He's on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning, boys.
You told us. You were so confident last week that despite the fact the result went against you, that you were absolutely in the right position to get on top of the Victory in the second leg of the semi-final series. You must have been chuffed with what you saw.
Oh, the boys were awesome on Saturday night. So it was a great performance, and they deserved the result. It was we mentioned that the leg one that we played well. We were unlucky to lose 1-0. We were still well and truly in it. And then the pressure was on Victory because, you know, they probably thought that they had one foot in the grand final. And we just said that let's take the game to them. And our first 30 minutes were exceptional, and that set us up nicely for the game.
Yeah, you scored in the 18th-minute mark to square things up from the aggregate. And then they scored just before half-time. Jack Brimmer again being the thorn in your side with that set piece, which was magnificent. So you go into half-time and you're still trailing by a goal on the aggregate. What do you say at half-time? Because a bit different to last week, where you didn't have to really accelerate because you had another leg to go, it was all or nothing in the second half.
Yeah, it was mainly to remain calm and to stay focused and not panic because, you know, you can panic a little bit. You can start chasing the game a little bit too early and keeping yourself open a little bit. So we just made sure that we stuck to our game plan and that we'll get our chances. And it helped that we scored quite early in the second half as well. So the players, you know, started to get that belief again. Then the game was level, even though we're winning 2-1 on the night. And but we also felt that we'd get some more opportunities. And if we did have to change the game and chase it, we practiced the game the day before. But in the end, we just had to keep on playing the way we're playing the whole game.
I know there's still a game to go, John, but where does this sit for you as a coach and a player, and you've been involved now for a very long time, in your first year to get this team, Western United, into the grand final?
Oh, look, it's definitely up there with, you know, one of the best achievements personally, you know. But look, I do want to win the grand final. I don't want to jump the gun too early. But in terms of where we come from as a club, you know, they lost 8 on the trot at the end of last season. And to step in and turn it around so quickly has been massive. And it's not only myself, it's the whole club. The club realised that they did quite a few things not right last season. They needed to be up front with everyone and let everyone know that we're on this journey and, you know, it is about getting the club and pushing them in the right direction. And we all did it together and it's been huge. Look, we expected to be there at the end of the season challenging, but no one else put us in that didn't think that would be even close. A lot of people thought that we wouldn't even make the top six. But, you know, as a group, we believed that we would and all the hard work and, you know, the process of, you know, preparing the team the whole pre-season, the whole season is paying off now.
So when you did your power presentation to get the job and you sort of outlined how you would go about it, has it kind of gone to script or has it been actually done a different way as the season unfolded to get yourself into this position?
Yeah, nothing ever goes to script. Because, as you realise, especially with COVID, with the difficulties and the obstacles that we've had, but it was mainly, you know, that it doesn't matter what happens, we'll stay on that track, you know, in terms of the way we play, in terms of our structures, in terms of bringing the right players in to fit the way that we want to play. And it will take a little bit of time. You know, we're getting results at the beginning of the season, but I did say that we'll get better as the season goes on because it takes time. But one thing that I did say in when I did have the interview that no matter what, we won't make an excuse and I'll make sure the players don't use it as an excuse because last season there was, you know, a lot of excuses made because of the 5 different home grounds, because of all the travel, because of the fan base not being so large. And I said, that, you know, we won't do that. We'll stick to what we are trying to do in terms of playing football and creating this culture within the club. And, you know, with that, we believe that we'll get the results.
Well, it's a huge game, clearly, the grand final against Melbourne City. What different sort of threat do they pose as opposed to Victory?
Oh, there's pretty similar threat, actually, because, you know, the front four of Victory are very dangerous. And it's the same with City. You know, I know Jamie McLaren well, coached him up in Brisbane. He's just a natural goal scorer. You know, even when he's not in the game, he'll pop up and score important goals. And, you know, they've got Matthew Lecky as well, who showed in the second leg, you know, how good he is. And, you know, he's a beast of a boy. And, you know, he's proved to be a great signing for them. Naboo out wide, and then you've got Tilio coming in, Berenguer. They've got a great front four, man. So we have to make sure we keep them as quiet as possible. But we know it's not going to be easy. They're a great side. They've been the benchmark for the last couple of seasons, and we're looking forward to it. We can't wait, because we believe that if we play at our best, we'll get the result we want.
It's going to be awesome. It's an amazing achievement. What you've done with this squad is just breathtaking, really, in many respects. John, we wish you the best of luck in the build-up to what's going to be an exciting week. Saturday night at Amy Park, 7:45, the A-League Grand Final, Melbourne City taking on Western United. We wish you all the very best and look forward to seeing the Western United boys go gangbusters on Saturday night.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on.